Sugi of Chavito and Lamed Zayin Amud Beis and Mirat Hashem Kuf Samaches Tiftes through Yud Beis Beis Hashem. Just to remind me the Tursa Deshmaitzo before we start, the next Sugi that we'll see Mirat Hashem, hopefully they've started already, Truknin and Teresa, that's really the Sugi of what defines Pas. How does something turn into Pas and what doesn't have it in Pas even after you bake it or cook it. Our sugya is handling, once you already had a shame pass, how can you be mafkia that shame pass that it should no longer be a hamaiti? So, now, when it's no longer a hamaiti, it doesn't mean that you don't make a bracha on it, obviously. It means that you make a mezainus on it, but it's not considered pass. L'chura, the reason why it's not considered pass is because it's not the derech to be kaveh asuda on such a type of bread. That's l'chura, the pashtis. And Mamela in the Khanami doesn't get the Amoiti Lechem Arat, doesn't have a Chashivas to get the Amoiti, and it's going to be a Mezainim. The Sugya says as follows, Omer V'yesef Haichavitza Dis Bei Peru and Gezayis, B'tchilim V'arach Le'a Amoiti Lechem Arat, L'B'sayif V'arach Le'a Shalash Brachis. The Let's Bei Peru and Gezayis, B'tchilim V'arach Le'a Bremini Mezainis, L'B'sayif V'arach Le'a Shalash Brachis. V'yesef really said two Alachis. He said a Chavitza, depending on the size of the pas, is a Bracha. If the pas is Gezayis, then it's hamoitzi. If the pas is less than a kezayis, then it's mezainis. The shaila is, what was the chiddush of Rabbi Yosef? Which one was the chiddush? The chiddush was that when it's more than a kezayis, it's hamoitzi, or it's less than a kezayis, or it's mezainis. Or both of them a chiddush. L'chorio, pretty mefurish, that it's a machlokes rishenu. Rabbeinu Yoina says, when he brings down the sugya of chavitza, brings down the Rashi's pshat in chavitza, he understands, like Tesis, that Rashi understood that it's talking about bishul. And he's chardik, and he says, that's not what chavitza means. Chavitza means, like the Orach says, that it's chatich ois pas that are misarv with mechaber them aide dvash merak. Rev Yosef tzvirale shim ein vipirurim kezayis, afo pishlein is bashlu, ein vavarchalem amaiti. What does Rev Yosef hold? The nekuda that Rabbi Yehuda picked out. What was the chiddush of Rev Yosef? That if it doesn't have, if the pieces are not a kezayis, then it's not no longer a moitzi, even though they weren't a special. If it's a special, then we already have a brayso. That's the brayso of Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. That pas shen is special doesn't have a shame pas. It's mafkia the shame pas. And memelo, even if it seems like it has three denamo, it's mafkia the shame pas if it's less than a kedais. That's not a chiddush of Rav Yosef. What was the chiddush of Rav Yosef? That even if it wasn't his bashal, if it's less than a kezayis and it doesn't have to read the dinamo, and it's less than a kezayis and it was nizdabik, aidei marak or dvash, that even so it's going to lose its bracha. And l'chura, that should be the pashtus, because why shouldn't it be amaiti? L'chura, the pashtus is nothing happened to the pas. When you're machabred aidei dvash or aidei marak, nothing betzim happened to the pas, you had lechem, and there's no reason that it shouldn't be amaiti. So l'chur, the chiddush is not the fact that when it's more than a kezayis, it still obliged to be amaiti. The chiddush is that if it's less than a kezayis, it's not amaiti. Why shouldn't it be amaiti? Comes along, Rav Yosef says in a chanami. Kol kama that it's less than a kezayis, then in a chanami, it's not amaiti. The fetus, l'chur, the raya from Menachos, l'chur Menachos is only talking about Rav Yosef brought a raya, minoa minolo. Where do I know from? The Sani, I am in the Makhav Benachas Bushalayim, I'm a Rosh Hashem, I came on the beginning as one of them. Not on the Lachlam, the Varach Amaiti Lechem in Arad. With Tony Allah, the Kulam Poitat on Kizayas. It says, the Brisa explains this din of the Menachas, that Rosh Tesis Lechor learns, with Tony Allah, was said about this Brisa, that it's only referring to a case where it's Poitat on Kizayas. The Hainu, the question, the Raya is from the Diuk. Why is it Dafka Poitat on Kizayas? Even if it's less than a Kizayas, Lechor is Jubi Amaiti. The answer is no. They were dafka, they were appointed to kezayis because it still had to have a shame lechem. If it would be less than a kezayis, then it wouldn't have a shame lechem. So the diuk is in a chanami l'chur, the raya is not glossed 100% from what Rav Yosef said, from the menachos. From the braisa that says that it's dafka hamoitzi in a case, they were dafka appointed it to pieces that are kezayis. Why were they makfit to make it dafka kezayis? Because it's been less than a kezayis, and taka wouldn't have been hamoitzi. That's l'chur. How Rabbeinu Yoina learns, and the Pashas that's the Chura, Pshan and Taisus also. Taisus that also goes, Al Derech, Rabbeinu Yoina, Pnei Yeshua speaks this out, that Taisus also learns like Rabbeinu Yoina, and that the Raya is the Chiddush of Rav Yosef, and Memela the Raya is that pieces of Petitin, Pirurin of Pat, that are less than a Kezayis, if they're in a Chabar, Ayidid Vash, or Merak, or Chalav, anything else, then they lose their chashivas of the bracha and they are no longer mighty, they get a bracha of mizaynus. The shaila is, if that's the case, then the chiddush is that even though they weren't nizbashel, they were nizchaver, what raya do you have from menachos? Menachos, what did they do by menachos? By menachos, there's really different types of menachos. The menachos that we're handling over here are l'chura, there's three times that they add shemen to these menachos. Right at the beginning, they mix together the flour and oil, and then they pour more oil on the top of it after the mixture. Then after they bake it, and they're poises it, and they break it into pieces, then they add more oil. Now, the oil that they add afterwards is not mechaber together. It doesn't make a chibur. They're yoytzik, the tiyatiko. They just pour on top of it oil. But it's not mechaber the pieces together. If the nekuda is that since they're mechaber together, then it loses chashivas apas, the churil. They weren't mechaber together. Even if you want to be matcha, that is considered enough of a chibur. The very fact that you have pieces together with oil, that's considered a chibur. But what's really tamua is the next, the pirch of Abaya. Abaya says, Likin mikulan kezayis, the halacha is that likin mikulan kezayis, even if you have pieces that were less than a kezayis, if you're mechaber them all together and you have a kezayis, then you're yoytzi your chiv of matzo on Pesach, and it says that you're mevarach mezaynis. Now, what's the chiddush in that case that you're mevarach hamaytzi? What's the chiddush in that case? It's really what's the question that in that case that you're mevarach hamaytzi? Because those pieces were not mechaber together bichlal. What did Abaya ask? Abaya asked on Rav Yosef, "Ela me'ata le'tana debei Rishmal damar parchanach machzirin le'solta nachanamid le'iboy bruchi amayt lechem in aretz." If you're going to tell me, according to you, lechero, if you have pieces of pas that are less than a kezayis, lechero, you shouldn't have to make hamaytzi. And if you want to say that that's the case, we know that the halacha is liket mikulin kezayis va'achlan, then you're mevarach hamaytzi. You're yoytzi dechi of matzo. And on Pesach, if it's chametz, he's chiv koris. Now, l'chor, in that case of likid mikulon, is not talking about a case where you're machaber the pieces together ayudei merak. Over there, it's just talking about you took pieces of different minim of the chameshes minei dog in the way the Tesis learns, and you put them together, and you got a kezayis. But each piece is less than a kezayis. Those pieces, you weren't machaber, it doesn't say anywhere that you machaber them together with a liquid. So what is the Abaya asking from that case? That we see in that case you say amaiti. Of course in that case you say amaiti. Because in that case, in a chanami, there's no liquid to be mechaber the pieces together. The churot, b'etzem, all the g'dayi l'chorinim as eskasha, the kiveger as eskasha, primogodim, pnei Yeshua, they're all matmiya l'chorot. What's the question from likin mikulin kezayis? Taisus asked it on Rashi. What's the question from Likin Mikulin? Really, on Taisus, you have the same question. Likin Mikulin Kezayis. What's the Gemara asking a question of Rav Yosef? L'chero, Rav Yosef was only talking about a case where you stuck the pieces of bread together with a liquid. In the case of Likin Mikulin Kezayis, you didn't stick the pieces together with a liquid. So of course you make Hamaytzi. What's the Raya? L'chero, the Mashmoyis is that Taisus, the Chiddush of Taisus, that when it's less than a kezayis, you don't make hamaytzi, is lav dafka, like the Nachas David speaks out with that thesis, is lav dafka because you're mechabrit ayyidei merak. It's even if you wouldn't be mechabrit ayyidei merak. The reason why the Rav Yosef spoke about chavitza, maybe that was a normal food, orcha demos anokat. But in the Chanami, the reason why you don't make a hamaytzi on the pieces of bread that are less than a kezayis is lav dafka because you're mechabrit them together. It's even if you weren't mechabrit them together, the very fact that they're less than a kezayis, according to Rav Yosef, that in itself is enough of a reason why you shouldn't make it doesn't have enough chashivas, and therefore you wouldn't make a kezayis. You wouldn't make hamaytzi. And in Chanami, that's the raya from menachos, even though you weren't mechaber them, and that's the question from likin mikul and kezayis. So even though Tosfos teaches chavitza to mean pieces of bread that were stuck together with a different liquid, it's not because they were stuck together with a liquid that it loses its chashivas of the bracha. Even if they wouldn't, according to Rav Yosef, the very fact that they're smaller than a kezayis, then in a chanami, they don't get a birchas hamaytzi. We'll see, b'hemshech, that really it's mefurish in Yerushalmi like that, that pas needs a certain chashivas. Be'etzem it's a mezaynis. It's bread and water together, chamesh mini dog, you make a mezaynis. There's a special bracha on pas, all of yichya adam, that we make hamaytzi lechem in aretz. But it only gets that special bracha when it has a certain chashivas. That certain chashivas according to Rav Yosef is that it has to be a kezayis. If it's less than a kezayis, then even if it's not mechubra yidei dvash or merak, the very fact that it's less than a kezayis, that in itself is a reason why you shouldn't have to make a bracha of a moitzi on it. La'alach la'maisa, even according to Tosfos, we don't pass it that way. Rav Sheshes is chaylik, and Rav Sheshes holds that if it's less than a kezayis, then you do still make a bracha of a moitzi on it, as long as it has teresa denama, as long as it still looks like bread. And it comes out according to Rabbeinu Yonah, and this is the way that L'chorei Tesis goes also, and this is the way that's paskin halach l'mais in the Torah and Shulchan Aruch, is that there's three halachas. There's three halachas that come out. The first halacha is bishul. If you take a piece of pas and you cook it, a piece of lechem and you cook it, whether it's more than a kezayis or it's less than a kezayis, if it's less than a kezayis, then the halacha is that it loses its bracha of amaitzi. Pas less than a kezayis, which was nisbashul, loses its bracha of amaitzi. Where do we know that from? That's the brayso on the flamed zayin amar aleph. Tochana afu bishlo bezman sheina prusas kayomis mevarach mizaynis. So that's the first halacha, and the mekor is the brayso that our sugya wasn't talking about. What was Rav Yosef Mechadesh in our sugya? Rav Yosef Mechadesh in our sugya that if you take pieces of bread that are less than a kezayis and you stick them together, which according to what we're saying, even lav dafka if you stick them together, l'chura. If you stick them together, according to Rav Sheshes, that's how we paskin. Rav Sheshes says, if it's less than a kezayis and it has teresa denama, then you still make a hamoitzi on them. Only if you stuck them together and it causes it not to have a teresa denama, then in a chanami, you make a mezainis. That's the second halacha. The third halacha is like we just said, if you don't stick it together and you have little pieces of bread, then in a chanami, l'chura, it never loses the shame of hamoitzi and you still make a hamoitzi despite the fact that you turned it into finely ground bread. Nevertheless, even a crumb of bread still has the din of amaitzi. You didn't cook it, you didn't stick it together, and mamela, it still retains its bracha. And that's the only case that he's masking. He's saying that regular bread
comes and says you need to use the din of
amaitzi. Only in the case where you're medamik them. If you weren't medabik them, they were talking about. He was talking about chavitza. The chiddush was lav dafka by chavitza. But in a chanami, Rav Sheshes is din is dafka by chavitza because in that case you lose the teresa denama. But even when it's even lechora, if you never lost the teresa denama according to Rav Sheshes, then it's partial that you make a brach on it. That's the third halacha that Rabbeinu Yonah speaks out.
The argument in two cases.
They're arguing in two cases. In two cases, whether or not it could be that it's really one machlokes. That's really what we're going to handle right now. And that is, if Rav Sheshes agrees that when it's pachas mikazayis, you need to have teresa denamo, so where did Rabbeinu Yonah get this halacha from? That Vadas Rav Sheshes, if you make it into finely ground bread and you turn it back into flour, you take matzah and you stick it into the blender and you make it matzah meal, that you make hamaitzi on that. L'chur, there's no teresa denamo there. If Rav Sheshes says that if it's less than a kezayis, you need to still have teresa denamo, then how come when you make it finely ground bread, it doesn't have to have teresa denamo? And the truth is that the Rush and Rabbeinu Yonah bring down Rabbeinu Chananel, that Rabbeinu Chananel understood, and it's brought down on the Gemara's, the Mosnaim Gemara's, the Vakshal Gemara's, they bring down Rabbeinu Chananel on the bottom over here, that he says that. He says that if it's less than a kezayis and has no teresa denamo, then you only make a mezainis. Even if it's, you didn't do anything to the bread. If we need to have teresa denamo, so why do I have to cook it or mix it together with something else? If you need to have teresa denamo, then if I take bread and I stick it into the blender, or I take matzah and I stick it in the blender and I turn it into matzah meal, then l'chura, it's less than a kezayis, l'chura, you shouldn't have to make amaitzi. And that's Rabbeinu Chananel paskins. So much so, the Nachlas David, when he brings this down, he paskins halach l'maisa, he says, lulei d'mistafin amin, he says, halach l'maisa, to make a mezainus on matzah meal. Somebody wants to go ahead and eat matzah meal, makes a mezainus on it. Ubefrat. Befrat, that you could be yaitz, he says you could be yaitz on anything with a mezainis. Befrat on pas, you could be yaitz with mezainis. But he says in a chanami, l'chur, that should be the pashas of Rabbeinu Chananel, that if it has no teresa denamo, then you should make a mezainis on it. Where did Rabbeinu Yonah get it from? That even though it has no teresa denamo, you still make a maitzi. So I would have thought that the pshat is that it does still have teresa denamo. It's just so small that you can't see it. In other words, if you would take it and stick it underneath a microscope, then you'd be able to see that it still looks like pas. In other words, you were never mafkiyad be'etzem. You never did anything to change it so that it shouldn't have teresa denamo. You never cooked it, you never mixed it together with another liquid. It's still there, it's just too small, so you're not able to pick it up. The only problem is that Rabbeinu Yonah seems to say not that way. Rabbeinu Yonah says, even though it doesn't have teresa denamo, he says, lahedio. even though it doesn't have Teresa Dinamo, nevertheless, you still make a mighty on it. What's up, Shah? What's that? Why is it worse than Yosef Nikazayas and Teresa Dinamo? Oh, so then it would seem according to Rabbeinu Yerina, and this would be the Nikuda, that Teresa Dinamo is not a Siba why it loses the chain pass. It's just a simen. It's a simen that it's no longer pass. That means even though pass doesn't have, if it's so small and it doesn't have Teresa Dinamo, that's not a reason why it shouldn't be. According to Rabbeinu Hanano, it's a reason why it should, it's a Siba why it should not be Hamaiti anymore. Something which does not have Teresa Dinamo is no longer pass. If it doesn't look like pass, then it isn't pass. However, according to Rabbeinu Yerina, that's not the Nakuda. Even if it doesn't have Teresa Dinamo, that's only a simen, maybe, that it's not pass anymore. But it can only be a simen if you did something to change it that it shouldn't be pass. You made it very small, but you didn't change it by etzem. You didn't change this crumb. This crumb is the same crumb from a big piece of bread. There's no reason that it shouldn't be amayt anymore, which is what Rabbeinu Yerina says. It's pas b'fnei asma, you didn't do anything, and mameli, you still can make amayt lechem in aretz. It's only if you do something to it, then, in a chanami, if it doesn't look like pas anymore, then we could say, oh, it's a simen that it's no longer pas. You mixed it together with something else, and it has no teresa denama, that's a simen that it no longer has pas. That would be l'chura, the mashmois of Rabbeinu Yerina. That even though he says that it doesn't have teresa denama, the nekuda is because you don't need teresa denama. Teresa denama is just a simen that if you did something to it, then it can lose the chain path. If you didn't do anything to it, so then Teresa Dinamo is not my Levinu Emerid. It's a regular piece of path. That is the Chereshita's Tesis and Shita's Rabbeinu Yerino. There's three different dargas. One is Bishul, that's the Braisa, which was discussed in Lamed Zayin. One is without Bishul, Chavitza, that's Rav Sheshes' Machadish, on Daf Lamed Zayin and Mebeis. And then there's Pirurin, which is really not being discussed here, according to Rav Sheshes. Pirurin that are Pchus Mikazayis, that Rabbeinu Yerino says Misvara. Misvara, we know that if a Pirurin Pchus Mikazayis, they never lose the chain path. And then we're saying the reason is because you always need something to be mefkiyah the shem pas. You need bishul, you need to be ma'arav it with something, but just a tiny little piece of bread is not going to lose the shem pas, even if it doesn't look like pas. That's Shita's Rabbeinu Yerina.
In that case, right?
That was in Rav Yosef. In Rav Yosef, the taka was no chilik between whether or not it was nisarav with something or not. According to Rav Sheshes, it's dafka in a case where it's nisara that it loses Teresa Dinamo, that in a chanami. But according to Rav Sheshes, that price is the maskana segamar. Some people say that price is only going Rav Sheshes. That thing is going Rav Sheshes. But even without that, that was going in Rav Yosef. It was said in Bedas Rav Yosef that in a chanami. According to Rav Yosef, there's no chilik between nisara or not nisara. And in Rav Sheshes, the libud elchasa, the taka of that case is taka amaiti, like it says. The kimnikul and taka is amaiti. Shitas Rashi, on the other hand, is. L'chur, the Pashtus Mashmois of Rashi is, it would seem, L'fum Riyato, the Rashi is talking about Bishul. Rashi says, what's Chavitza? Ke'in Shlenaikuk, which I wish I could know what that word means. He actually looked it up in the Targum Lazi Rashi, and he had a big question mark by it. Even though most of the words he knew in Old French, he did not have a translation. Shmefaren b'seicha ilfis lechem, that they crumb. They take a piece of bread and they make it into crumbs and stick it into the ilfis, which is like a frying pan. L'chor, the Pasha says, if you're thinking of a frying pan, we're talking about Bishul. That's how Tesis learned. That's how the Rishonim learned, Badas Rashi, the Rashba learned, Rabbeinu Yerina learned. They all learned that Rashi was talking about a case where you're Mavashul, the Pas. Rashi, he learned that the Chiddush of Rav Yosef was not by, like Rabbeinu Yerina, that the chiddush is by pachas mikizayis. Rashi says lahedya, minoa minelo da pirurin kizayis mevarchan amaitzi. The pirurin kizayis mevarchan amaitzi. The chiddush of Rav Yosef was not that unless in a kizayis we still say amaitzi. The chiddush of Rav Yosef was that if it's more than a kizayis, then you still say amaitzi. How do we know that? Why did Rashi say that? Because that's the raya from the Gemara Menachos. From Menachos. Menachos is talking about that you made it a kizayis and you mevarchan amaitzi. So if Rav Yosef brought a raya from the case of Menachos, in the case of Menachos talking about Kezayis, obviously Rav Yosef is trying to bring a raya to more than a Kezayis. And when it's more than a Kezayis, you make a Hamaiti. That's why L'chur B'Pashtus Rashi learned, like Pnei Yeshua speaks out, that's why Rashi learned that we're talking about Bishul over here. Because if we're talking about more than a kezayis, what's the tzad that you shouldn't make hamoitzi on more than a kezayis? Oh, no, less than a kezayis, and say maybe it doesn't have chashivas. We're talking about more than a kezayis. If Yisrael has to bring a raya that on more than a kezayis to make hamoitzi, we know aminala that on more than a kezayis to make hamoitzi. L'chura, what's the tzad to say you shouldn't make hamoitzi? Elamai, we're talking about a case of bishul. And when you're mavashal pas, then it could be that you're mafkir from the shame pas. Comes along with Yisrael and says, no, even when you're mavashal pas. And if it would be less than a kezayis, it wouldn't be a moitzi, but if it's more than a kezayis, it still retains its bracha and it's still a moitzi. The pasha d'shay l'chur is, why did Rav Yisrael say minoa aminelo and he brought menachos? L'chur, we have a braiso on Amar Aleph, Lamed Zayin, like this it says, Mufurish in the Rishalmi, that if you take a piece of bread and you cook it, then if the prusas are kayamais, it's a moitzi. Prusas are not kayamais, it's mezainis. What's prusas kayamais? The Rishalmi says, prusas kayamais means that it's more than a kezayis, and in a prusas kayamais means that it's less than a kezayis, like Tesis says by us in Daf Lamed Zayin on Beis. So why did Rav Yosef have to run to a new case of menachos when the chori of the brayse that we already mentioned on the amud beforehand that says that if it's more than a kezayis then it's a moitzi, if it's less a kezayis it's not. So the truth is that Rashi on Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph didn't learn the brayse like that. Rashi learned prusas kayamas doesn't mean that it's more than a kezayis. Prusas kayamas means that they weren't nimuach. They didn't dissolve in the bread didn't dissolve inside the pot. And the truth is that Tosfos learns like that also on Amud Aleph. In Haprusas Kayomis, Yesh Mefarshim Dainu Kshalechem Einu Shor B'Mayim Kolkach Shem Yikach Haprusas Lo Yishomer. What does it mean, Prusas Kayomis? If you pick it up and it breaks apart, then it's Einu Prusas Kayomis. If you can pick it up and it doesn't break apart, then it's Prusas Kayomis. Tosfos does not mention Bechlal L'Chor, that's a Pashup Shana in the Gemara. Tosfos doesn't mention any Yerushalmi over here. So Rashi Bechlal learned that Braiso, not like the Yerushalmi. Mamele didn't bring a raya from that. However, we have to understand what was the raya that he brought from Menachos. The Chur Menachos is not talking about Bishul. So Tosfos says, you're right, it's not talking about Bishul, but in Chanami it's talking about that it's Mitugan. It's Tigun, and Tigun has the din of Bishul. And Memela, you were able to bring a raya from there. Still Shver, though, a bunch of different things. It's not exactly the same case. What are we trying to bring a raya to? We're trying to bring a raya that if you have a piece of bread and you cook it, it doesn't lose its shame bread. The case of Menachos, you didn't have a piece of bread and then you cooked it. You took flour and you mixed it together, oil, and you were metagen it and you fried it. In fact, Rishon Letzion and many other Achrenim, the Lechura, it's not Deme Bechlal to our case. Our case is when you already had a piece of bread and now I want to do something to ruin the piece of bread by cooking it. In the case of Menachos, I didn't have a piece of bread yet. I took flour and I mixed it together with oil and I turned it into a piece of bread. A little bit Shver Lechura, that case is not talking about, how do I know that if it was already bread, that if I cook it afterwards, it's going to lose the chain bread. That's the first question. The second question is that Rashi never mentions that we're talking about Bishul. Rashi in the entire sugya never mentions that we're talking about Bishul. The only time that he mentions it is that he says that we put pieces of bread into the frying pan. He didn't say that we cooked them in the frying pan. He's just explaining what Chavitza is. If you look at the Ravid talks about it. This exact case, the Ravid says, the chavitza da amar du kli rishin, but zeh gam kli nir dvarav. Ki chavitza ein ela kimcha v'divsho v'davsho u'mishcha. We know what chavitza is. We already learned chavitza is flour, honey, and oil. V'yesh mi she'oichel esay be'enoi, v'yesh mi she'oichel boi lechem pirun pirun, v'ein shom inyan lechem avoshol klal. He says some people eat the chavitza by putting in flour, by putting in pieces of bread, but there's no bishul there. After you made something in the frying pan, then you stick in pieces of bread. But you weren't mavashla b'chol. Rashi, when he brings the raya, minoa minolo, da pirun kezayis mevarchan amaitzi. If the whole nekuda is, dafka when there's bishul, the chiddush is, even though there's bishul, you're not mevarchan amaitzi, then he should have said that. That a pirun kezayis and his bashlu, you're mevarchan amaitzi. The ikar is chasim in a sefer. Rashi, along the entire sugya, never mentions that we're talking about bishul. It's a little bit hali davarhu. The only case that it's a raya, maybe, is from these. That he says that we were talking about a chavitza, which is the ilfas. But the entire sugyo, he never once mentions that we're talking about bishul. And the rayas from Menachos, l'chura, are not talking about bishul either. L'chura, tamua. So the truth is that many achrenim learn, Nachas David is marich, and he says in Echanami, Rashi did not learn that the chiddush is dafka by bishul. Rashi learned that the sugya is handling, also like we said beforehand, the sugya is handling pieces of bread, lav dafka shen esbashul, pieces of bread. Pieces of bread that are less than a kezayis or pieces of bread that are more than a kezayis. Chavitza is the regular case where you have pieces of bread that are broken up. That's why he talked about a chavitza. We're talking about pieces of bread that are less than a kezayis or more than a kezayis. comes along with Reb and says, if it's more than a kezayis, even though it's only a piece of bread, it still has enough chashiva to make amoitzi on it. If it's less than a kezayis, then in a chanami, itaka doesn't get amoitzi. Why is that not a chiddush? Reb Yitzchak's only chiddush is that if it's more than a kezayis, then in a chanami gets amoitzi. If it's less than a kezayis, it's pasha to Rashi that it doesn't get amoitzi. So the truth is, the Nachas David quotes the Yerushalmi, and really the Rishonim on Daf Lamed Tes quotes this Yerushalmi, Tesis Ben Yehuda quotes this Yerushalmi, that brings down a similar machlekes as Rav Yosef and Rav Sheshet and Arasigya. The Gemara says, it's going on our Mishnah. In Perek Vav, in Yerushalmi, on the Mishnah of Val Peris Aretz Oemer Brei Pri Adama Chutz Min Apas Shal Apas Oemer Hamoitzi Lechem Min Aretz. Says the Gemara, Al Apas Oemer Hamoitzi Lechem Min Aretz. Says Pligiva, it says Prusa. If you have a Prusa pas, do you still make Hamoitzi Lechem Min Aretz? So it says Pligiva. One Madamer says that Ad Kezayis you make Hamoitzi, and one Madamer says Afilo Pachas Mi Kezayis you make Hamoitzi. If it's a Prusa. Says Rabbeinu Yehuda, that machlekes is the same machlekes as our Gemara, Tesis by us and Daf Lamed Tes. Tesis Rabbeinu Yehuda by us and Daf Lamed Tes says that machlekes Yerushalmi is the same machlekes that we have in our sugya and Daf Lamed Ches Med Beis, Lamed Zayin Med Beis of Chavitza. According to Rav Yosef, if it's only up to a kezayis you make amaitzi. According to Rav Sheshi, if it's less than a kezayis you make amaitzi. That means that a piece of bread which is less than a kezayis doesn't have a shem lechem. To make amaitzi lechem in arts, lechem is only when you have something which is more than a kezayis. But pashtus, it only means you have an entire loaf of bread. There's a chiddush if you cut it and it's still a kezayis, that still has the chashivas of amoitzi lechem in aretz. But in a chanami, kokama, that you make it less than a kezayis, in a chanami, taka doesn't have a din of amoitzi. And if you would bake bread less than a kezayis, it would not be amoitzi. Bake bread less than a kezayis, according to Rav Yosef, taka would not have in it, wouldn't be amoitzi. The maskana of the Gemara is maybe just a little hesber, last nakuda. The maskana of the Gemara, according to Rav Yosef, is we see from Lekan Mikulam Kezayis that a person does make hamaitzi even if it's less than a kezayis. So the Gemara says, "Debomi lechem gadol." What does that mean? Hadik tani the chashiv lemehavi lechem bebomi lechem gadol v'nisher min alechem shlei nifras kuloi. Avam nifras kuloi lechashivi petitin apachus mikazayis l'merachinan hamoitzi ve'ein yitz v'nidei chivis matzah v'pesach. If you have a loaf of bread and you cut up the entire loaf of bread, says Rashi, and you have no chilek of the loaf of bread left, then it loses its chashivas of bread if it's each piece is less than a kezayis, and you can't make hamoitzi. Not only that, you can't be yitzi your chivis matzah v'pesach. And there is not just the din b'negiyah to the chashivas habracha of hamoitzi. It doesn't have a shem lechem. It's not lechem oini b'chlal. It doesn't have a shame lechem bechlal. Lechem is only when it's more than a kezayis, according to Rav Yosef. However, says Rav Yosef HaChiddush, if you have half of your loaf of bread and you cut up a slice from the loaf of bread, if you still have the half a loaf of bread left, then in a chanami, you could still make hamoitzi on the piece of a slice and a kezayis. What is that supposed to mean? If you have a half a loaf of bread and you start cutting, so if you only cut half the loaf and each piece is less than a kezayis, the pieces that are left are hamoitzi. If you cut the entire loaf of bread, sloy nisher, says Rashi, then also the pieces are not hamoitzi anymore. It's pella. You have a piece of bread, and depending on whether or not the guy cuts half a kezayis, and right now it's hamoitzi because he still has a half a loaf of bread left. He finishes cutting up the loaf of bread, then no longer is this piece of bread in my hand hamoitzi. It's a mezainis now, because you have no bread that's left. What shaychus does the half of loaf of bread that's left have to do with this bread that I cut already? If you want to say that since it already was a loaf, so then it was hamoitzi, and then even when you cut it to less than a loaf, so then less than a kezayis, it's going to retain its bracha of hamoitzi, it doesn't change its bracha, then I don't need to have any bread that's left over. It started off hamoitzi, it retains its bracha of hamoitzi. That would be l'chor the pashup shan and bami lechem gadol. Rashi says, no, bami lechem gadol means that you still have a chelik of the loaf of bread that's there. Why do I need that chelik of the loaf of bread that's there? I just thought of one vart, is that if you hold that you need a kezayis to be amaiti, so then every time that a person is eating, he takes a bite from his bread, and now his piece of bread is less than a kezayis. So he started off, he made Amaiti, took a bite. Now what's left in his hand is less than a kazayis. So now it's a mezainis. Well, it switches as you're eating. Behechrech, unless a person eats an entire kazayis at once, he's always going to have an issue that as soon as he starts eating his bread is going to turn into a, according to Rav Yosef, that less than a kazayis is not Amaiti anymore. So as soon as you start eating your bread and it gets less than a kazayis, then in a chanami, it's going to change to a mezainis.
So it gets pottery. In a cracker, I don't think a mezainis.
So in a chanami, it gets pottered up, but the bracha changes. When I say that the bracha taka changes, and if somebody else wants to eat it, so now he can eat it. I take a piece of bread, somebody else wants to eat it now, so then in a chanami it's going to be mezainis. Or do we all look at it as one hemshech of the achila? That's not, we don't split it up. It's not. It's all one hemshech. I look at it as coming from, I'm eating a piece of bread which is a kezayis. I mean, it doesn't change in the middle of my eating. That's the svara that Rashi is trying to say. If I have a loaf of bread, then that's hamaitzi. If I'm cutting it up, then I still see the pieces as a chelek of the bread which I have. It's just, I cut the bread, I'm in the middle of my ma'aseh achila, I'm cutting the bread and I'm eating it. But I still have the loaf of bread here. If I don't have the loaf of bread here, then I don't look at it as a hemshech of the loaf of bread. It's only when I have the loaf of bread in front of me, I have the hamaitzi in front of me, then I can say a slice of it is considered a chelek of the hamaiti that I was eating. But if I don't have a chelek, if I don't have a loaf of bread left in front of me, so I don't have a hamaiti. It's not a continuation. The same way that if you have a piece of bread and I start eating it, even afterwards it's less than a kezayis, it's a hemshech of the achila that I started, so too I could say the same thing when I have a loaf of bread and I have a chelek of the loaf left and I'm just cutting off a piece. I could say that the pieces is a chelek of the loaf of bread that I started with.
The loaf has to be there.
According to Rashi, the loaf has to be there. The last piece in a chanami, the last piece according to Rashi, the last piece, if you wouldn't have anything left, then it's not choshev. The lashon of Rashi in Menachem says it's choshev agav avin, that there's still something there. If there's no agav avin in a chanami, the chur of the mashmoy says that taka wouldn't be.
Let's say a leftover challah from Shabbos afternoon, you
want to
have that whatever, you mash them together, so you wouldn't take
hamotzi
on that?
L'charna,
hokama
that it's not, each piece in and of itself is not.
Why can't you say it's
b'mizach? I would love to say that. The problem is that Rashi says that we still need that shaloi nifraskulai. I would love to say b'mizach and gadol means that it came l'chadchila from something which was a kezayis. But Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says that we still need to retain, it still has to be that you have a chelik. Chazon Ish asks, what is that big, the chelik which is left have to do with the small pieces? So just to be Masakim Lachero in two sentences. Bepashtus, the Chiddush of Rav Yosef, according to Rabbeinu Yoina, is that Pachas Mikazayis, the Chiddush of Rav Yosef is that Pachas Mikazayis you make Hamaiti. The fact that Yosef Mikazayis you make Hamaiti, that wasn't a Chiddush according to Rav Yosef. The way that the Achorinim wanted to explain is that even when it's not Mu'urav and anything else, according to Rav Yosef, less than a Kazayis you don't make Hamaiti. Lamaisa, Lalach Lamaisa, we don't pass like Rav Yosef, we pass him like Rav Sheshes, and if it's less than a kezayis, you still make Hamaiti, unless it loses Teresa Dinamo. But that's Rashi. The Chiddush of Yosef was by more than a kezayis, not by less than a kezayis. Less than a kezayis, you never make a bracha b'chal. The Chiddush is that more than a kezayis, you make a bracha. Because even though it's not an entire loaf of bread, it still has chashivis, so long as it has a shem kezayis. La'alach l'mayis, how do we paskin? We paskin like Rabbeinu Yoina. And that's, as we'll see in Simikov Samaches, Sif Yud really discussed this. We'll just start from Kuf Samaches, Sif Tes. The first halacha that's brought down over here, the Mechaber says, "Pas Gamar Afilo Pas Mikazayis Mevarach Lav Hamaiti Aval Achravin Mevarach Klum Kol Shliyachol Kazayis." This is also we paskin not like Rav Yosef, we paskin like Rav Sheshes. Memela, if you have Pas Gamar that's less than a Kazayis, the halacha is you make Hamaiti. There's no bracha right now because you don't have a Shir Achila B'chol, and therefore you don't make a bracha. Even though, according to the Rach and the Ravid paskins la'alacha, the Ravid Rajba brings down and others bring down from the Ravid that less than a kezayis make a mezainis and ala michya. However, lemaisa we paskin not that way. We paskin that you make a maitzi and you don't make any bracha chreno whatsoever. Now, there's an interesting nidin over here that the Be'er Heitzev talks about. What happens? L'chur, it's not kashur specifically to hamaitzi, but it's kashur to any time that a person wants to have a shir. A person has a half a kezayis, and when he had his half a kezayis, he didn't have in mind to eat more than this. After he ate it, he says, you know what? Taka was pretty good. Let me have another half a kezayis. So he had a shir kezayis b'chdei achilas pras. Just, he had a hesek hadas in between. Another is when he sat down, a very common case, a person has a cookie, let me take one cookie. He sees a cookie there, I'm going to eat one cookie. I'm not eating. He eats the cookie, and he's like, that was really good. Let me have another cookie. So Be'etzim, there was a Hesh Hadas, because Lechatchila, his Das was only to have one cookie. And he didn't want to have a second cookie. Mameila, the cookie is a half a Kezayas. Now he has another Kezayas. So at the end of the day, he had a Kezayas, but they Achilas Pras. Says the Berhetiv, Misha Ochol Chati Zayas, Bechozor Ochol Chati Zayas Acher, Toichidei Lechilas Pras, V'lo Yehoyo Bedaitoi Kishibir Chalarishin. He didn't have a Das when he ate the first cookie. Nistapik Bahalachas Ketanis, Imachuy Dvorach Acherov. He's Nistapik. The Orach HaShulchan, the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah discuss a similar case in Siman Reish Yod where you left. You were in the middle of eating, you left in the middle, and you came back. So that's the Shinir Makom is a Hesh Hadas. But here it was Mamash a Hesh Hadas. You ahead, you only wanted to have one cookie. You want to diet? I don't know. You only wanted to have one cookie, so therefore, it could be that if you want to diet, it's a different level. But we'll see in a second. Says the Orach HaShulchan, Lachar, it's Pashit, he doesn't really understand what the Shail is. It's Pashit that in such a case, you make a Yeah, Ala Michel. Because Hesh Hadas doesn't have to do anything with the Bracha Achrina. Hesh Hadas has to do with the Bracha Rishena. It doesn't have to do with the Bracha Achrina. At the end of the day, you already Kedzayis Leichel Spras. We made them make a Bracha Achrina. Rav Moshe says a similar thing in Chelek Aleph Siman Ayin Zayin. The Lechur Befrat Bezmaneinu, we're going to get up to this Mirz Hashem when we learn the halachas of Hesh Hadas. But Rabbi Yashiv was Machadish and others were Machadish that Bezmaneinu. There's kamat no Hesh Hadas. When a person sits down to have a cookie in your house, lav dafka, even though he's thinking only to have one cookie, is lav dafka thinking just to have one cookie. And then Chanami, he was talking about more when a person made a shahakol. Let's say you made a shahakol, you made a mezainus on a cookie. And then you start rummaging through the cabinets and you find something else, a cracker, a wafer, something else. So you don't have to make a new bracha, even though you had no das on that. Why? Because the standard matzav is that a person, when he is in his kitchen and makes a mezainus, it's on anything which is in the house. Whatever he's going to find. And even though right now the only thing he saw was a cookie, but the Meister's crackers are also. Mila, I would say Vizmanenu that very often when a person has one cookie, and even though he only thought to have one cookie, unless he's on a diet, but if he only had one cookie, Lachor, there really is no Hesh Hadas Lachatchilo, and Mila, it's even more posh than in such a case you could be Mitzdarif. Agav, just an interesting halacha, I was speaking to the Baal Mechaber Sefer Zeis HaBrocha last week, one of the questions we threw in was let's say you ate, you only have something that has a less than a eighth is Kezai is Dagon. So less than 12.5% is Kezai is Dagon, 10%. So you have less than Achilas Pras. And you go ahead and you eat a tremendous amount in the 4 minutes. So you eat very fast. So you're able to get down, if you would eaten normally, then he would not have gotten a Kezai is Achilas Pras. Now that he ate so fast, he was able to get a Kezai is Achilas Pras. Do we say that? At the end of the day, you got to say Achilas Pras. So do we say, if there's so little there and you have to eat so fast, it's kibu bottle. Doesn't have any chashivas.
You make a mezainus on it.
As long as it's tam dagon. Yeah. The question is, klapi the bracha achreino. We know that the bracha rishena and the bracha achreino don't have the same halachas. And even though it doesn't have kizayis deichelos pras, you still make a bracha rishena or kizayis deichelos pras. You don't make a bracha achreino. There's no din of kibu. So the question is, in this case where you ate so fast, hinam don that it's lachar pashat that once you have the shir, you have the shir. As long as you have the shir, then we mainly make the bracha achreino. We don't say that it's not chashiv enough, and therefore it's not going to be. It's going to be bottle. That's the Lechor also going to get to this case of Hesh Hadas in the middle. As long as at the end of the day you're Kedayis Deichel Espras, you're going to make a Hamaisi. You're going to make a Bracha Chorina. Sif Yod. Chavitzo, the Hainu Priyur Lechon Shenidbokin Yachav Adem Merak. Then comes along the Machaber and brings down the three Tanoim of Rabbeinu Yoino, Mamish, verbatim, basically how Rabbeinu Yoino goes. That if it's Mizbashel, if it's more than a Kedayis, it's Hamaisi. If it's less than a Kedayis, even if it looks like it's Pras, it's not Hamaisi, it's Mizaynis. If it wasn't as bashel, it was just mixed together with soup, then if it's more than a kezayis, it's a maitzi. If it's less than a kezayis, it depends. If it has three sadanama, it's a maitzi. If it doesn't have three sadanama, it's not a maitzi. Now, if you didn't cook it, and you didn't mix it together or anything, you just made it into crumbs, and they're minuscule crumbs, nevertheless, it's still going to retain its original bracha of a maitzi. That being the case, let's talk about the common applications of these halachas. The first thing is, let's say you take pieces of bread and or matzah, common on Pesach for those that eat gebrach. Take matzah and you put it into your soup. Little piece of matzah into your soup. To use this as soup nuts. So, what bracha do you make on those if you didn't wash? Are they still a mitzvah or not? L'chor your soup is a shlishi, klisheni at best. Pashtas, you usually take your soup out of the soup pot with a ladle, and then you pour it into your bowl, which Mishnah Berurah says in Hilcha Shabbos, that's a klishlishi. Unless your mamash left the soup, the ladle inside, while it was still bubbling on the fire, maybe. But bepashtas, it's a klishlishi. And even if you poured the soup straight into the pot, it's straight into your bowl, it would be klisheni. Klisheni is not mavashal. Even iri klirishin is a suffix in the Mishnah Berurah. Klisheni is not mavashal. Memela, unless you leave the matan there till it turns white, till your soup turns white because of that, which, according to Aruch HaShulchan, says it's a bunch of hours, a number of hours. And the Zeis Bracha says it's enu matzei bizman enu for that to happen. It takes a very long time. Kinir, that's why Rabbeinu Dovin Remitz did it the night beforehand. It takes a good few hours. So unless you're planning on eating your soup cold, then it's not going to happen. Memela, those pieces of matzah that you stick in, or little pieces of challah that you stick into your soup, are still going to retain the bracha of hamaitzi. That's the first halacha. Second halacha, matzah brai. What bracha do we make on matzah brai? So what is matzah brai? That's a very good question. It depends who you ask. It depends how you grew up. Matzah brai says Aruch HaShulchan is pashut as mezaynus. Says the Chazon Ish, it's hamaitzi. Well, it really depends on how you make the matzah brai also. So there's different ways of making matzah brai. Matzah brai, for the most part, is pieces of matzah that are cracked into smaller pieces, mixed together with eggs, and fried in a frying pan. That's for the most part. Some people make it a little different. They make an egg and stick in pieces of matzah. Some people, all different. Berach, that's what it is. Now, it really depends on how you make it. Some people, they take the matzah and you put it into a boiling pot of water, which is on the fire, to make it soft, and then you crack it up. You crack it up into a boiling pot of water. Some people, they just put it into a bowl, and they pour boiling hot water on top of it. Some people, they just put it in a klisheni. There's hot water in a bowl, and they stick it in the matzah afterwards and make it soft. Some people, like my chavrusa told me, it's like, why you heat up water? B'chol? Just take your matzah and stick it underneath the water, first it to make it soft, and then crumble it up. And then. Now, in the last three cases where you did that, lay it there. The Baba Nista Zegeton. That was the, and that's why she came in and she started saying that it's Hamaitzi, yes. Kefi HaMavur in the sheets. The Lamaiso. L'chor makes a big difference, but it gets to the Bracha. In the cases number 2, 3, and 4, which means any time that you were not mevashel the pieces of matzah, v'derach klal the pieces of matzah are less than a kezayis. But you have to be mevashel them if you want them to lose their teresa dinamo. Because if you take a piece of matzah and you mix it together, unless you make them very small and mix it together with eggs, then it loses its teresa dinamo. Generally, matzah is very hard, like the Chazon Ish points out. Matzah retains its teresa dinamo even when it's mixed together with other things. Even when you cook it, really, it is also. But if you just take pieces of matzo and you're not mavashlin and you mix it together with some eggs and you fry it, then l'chera never lost its teresa dinamo, and tigun doesn't have a shein bishul according to the Mishnah Berurah. It's a suffix. Memela, at the best, it's a suffix, and therefore you should eat it. Maybe it lost its shein pas when you cooked it and made it into smaller pieces. It doesn't lose its shein pas because it still looks like matzah. Now, maybe if you fry it, then it'll lose the shein pas, because it could be that it has a din of a bishul. The only question is, the Mishnah Berurah is mistapik. What halacha, the status does tigun have? Now, I just want to clarify that tigun, this is halacha that apply to all that. There's three different types of frying. There's frying, deep frying, that most poskim, Mishnah Mazal, Mishnah Shavuz Kachasa, they bring it down, and many of the poskim manenu say that deep frying is just like cooking. That means if you have a pot of oil, the same way that they make schnitzel and they make falafel and all these type of things, which is deep frying, that you have a pot of oil and it's covered over. Whatever it is that you're frying is covered over, then that's just like bishul in water, and that's pashut as a din of bishul. Mitzad sheni, that you have a case of where you just put a little bit of oil in the pan, that it shouldn't burn. That the Ramah says in Sifya Dalet, we'll see Mirat Hashem this week, hopefully, for those that didn't see it, that has a din of afiyah. That's just that it shouldn't burn, but it's not considered as it's being fried. So we're talking about a case where there's enough oil there that it's not just that it shouldn't burn, it should give a geshmaka, oily taste to the food, and it's a good centimeter or two of oil, it's not covering it. That's the tikkun that we're discussing, and that's a shayla. Does that mafkia the shein bishul, is that have a shein bishul or not? The Chazon Ish says in the pasha that it doesn't have a shein bishul. The Shabur is mesapik, and he says eat it teich asuda, and that's the minig ha'olam for most people eat their matzah brai teich asuda kumdumani. Rav Shlomo Zalman says if you would take pieces of matzah, crumble it up, less than a kezayis, and put it into a pot which is on the fire, then your mamish mevashel the pieces, And in a chanami, the your mevashel the pieces, and in a chanami loses its shame pas, and therefore that will be mezainis.
For how long?
Oh, how long? That's a good question. How long does it have to cook for? The Chazanish says that anytime you cook something, it can't be just for a second. That's if you just take a piece of matzah, stick it in, pull it out. That doesn't mean that it was mitzvashal. It has to be, he says, kishir maichel ben drusay, which means it has to be in for a good minute or so. It's not just that you stuck it in and took it out. That's chalita, what he calls. That's not considered bishal. That's mimela. It has to have a shame bishal on it. If it's not enough. Maybe 30 seconds to a minute, I would say, is probably the... What's that? The liquid egg will make it into bishul? If, when? You're putting it with the pot with the egg, but it's not covered over. It's not soaking inside of it, l'chara. It's not covered over on top. There's egg in between, but the egg is not being mavashal the matzah, l'chara. The... Memela, the standard matzah brai is, now if you make it into matzah meal, and you mix it together with eggs, then it's mafkia the shame pas, and if you, it doesn't have a shame pas because you mix it together with something else, and you fry it like that also, in a chanami it'll be mezainis. However, if it's mixed just with eggs. However, the most people do not make their matzah brai like that as far as I know. Still little pieces of matzah. French toast. What's the story with French toast? If you take a piece of challah, leftover challah, and or a piece, slice of bread, it's more than a kazayis, you dip it into egg, and you fry it in your frying pan, you're never mafkir the shem pas, the churl. There's a question whether or not tigun has a din of mafkir the shem pas. Ma'aseh mishabur is machmer, chazanish is machmer. Chazanish is machmer, shabur says you should get a chasuda. And b'frat, yesh la'ayin whether or not the standard French toast is made with that much oil to mamish give it a taste, or it's just enough oil that it shouldn't burn on the bottom. That probably depends on how you make your French toast. I can't answer for everybody. It's definitely not deep fried. And memela, if it's more than a kazayis, one should eat it teichasuda. If it's less than a kazayis, then it depends on whether or not it's teresa denamo. And the standard piece, pashas, does still have teresa denamo. And therefore, it would also, even if it's less than a kazayis, your French toast should be eaten teichasuda.
French toast
chassuda
means washing on
another piece that's
a kazayis, and then...
L'chatchila.
The French toast is not
mitzdarif
to
the kazayis. It would be
mitzdarif
to the...
You want to wash on a tiny little piece, and then wait till it's done, and then have
the
French toast.
No. Yivorech al pas achar tchila, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't tell you that you have to. But l'chura, the shal is al tzabracha, but l'chura is being machmer v'etzim. Could be that you should have a... There's a shayla b'chlal when it gets a kazayis of pas. We have to see Mirtz Hashem Reish Dalet talks about it. If a person just has a little bite of pas to potter up all the food that he's going to have afterwards, does that work b'chlal? Is it tuffel to the pas or not? Maybe it's only tuffel if you have a shear of achila of pas. Mishnah Berurah discusses that. If the, unless you have a tigun. Unless you have a tigun after. What's that? You're right. You're absolutely right. In a case where it's bigger than a kazayis, then even if it's a tigun, it's always going to retain its status of a maitzi. It's only if it's less than a kazayis, then you have a shayla what the halach of the tigun is. If the tigun would be mafkia. Thank you. Croutons. What's the story with croutons? So, that's a good question. It's not exactly clear how they make the croutons. The pashas, they make croutons, that they make a piece of bread, and then they cut it up, and then they deep fry it. So, it already was a piece of bread beforehand, and then they deep fried it. The halacha in that case, if deep frying has a shame of bishul, then it's already considered as bashul, even if it looks like it has teresa denamo, nevertheless it would be mezainis. The standard croutons, salad croutons that are deep fried, those have a din of mezainis. Even though it started off as bread, it could be that for a different reason, we have to get to that. It was never made for kviya suda, it was never made to be bread. We have to see whether or not that's a svara. But even without that, even if it was a regular piece of bread, and you took it and you diced it into pieces that are less than a kazayis, and you deep fried them, then it's mafkia the shem pas, even if it looks like pas. This is not the regular tigun that the Mishnah Berurah was topic. This is tigun is deep frying, and mamela is going to be mezainis. Enjoy. Schnitzel. Potato chips?
Pita.
Made out of pita. And they're less than a kazayis, and they're deep fried?
Yeah.
It will be the same thing? Her?
Her?
Those are baked. Not gonna.
It
will still
be homemade. Potato chips are baked. They cut them up in small pieces and just bake them until they're super crispy. They don't fry them.
Those
If that's the case, then in Hanami. Somebody that makes the croutons themselves, for example, you take your old bread and you dice it up into little pieces and put on spices and stick it into the oven, that's not going to change its bracha. And it's still going to be amaiti. Mamela, to add it to a salad, it's not going to be so simple that you shouldn't have to wash on it. Even though we said that croutons are just added for a crunch. Even though. When it comes to pasta, it's not so simple, especially since usually the ones that are made at home are bigger pieces. And mamela, it's not just a crunch to your salad. And b'chlal pas yesh lain. That's a good question. What's not dag maliach? Schnitzel. What's the story with schnitzel? You take breadcrumbs and you stick it on top of your schnitzel. Now, how do you get the breadcrumbs to stick to your schnitzel? Generally, you take your schnitzel and you dip it into something, mayonnaise or mustard or who knows what, some type of liquid. Flour, some people, if it's just flour, that's your schnitzel, so then in Hanami, then there's no question about it that it's not considered amaiti. But if you actually have breadcrumbs, then the halacha is very often just because of the mixture, they lose the teresa denama, whatever it is that's sticking together. But even without that, once you deep fry it, for sure, we fry it, and it gets fried inside the crumbs are deep fried in the oil, and memela, it loses its amaiti. Now, if you make breadcrumbs, if you bake your schnitzel and you have breadcrumbs on your schnitzel, so then yesh lain whether or not it lost its shame pas or not. So if it's mixed together with something else, in other words, it has something to stick it onto the schnitzel, you have some mayonnaise or something to stick it onto the schnitzel, then in a chanami lechur, very often it loses its teresa denama just with through that, because it's less than a kezayis and it's mixed together with something else, it loses its teresa denama even before you bake it. And mamela, that's not a problem. Not only that, if you use the ready-made breadcrumbs that are made lechatchila by the company for breadcrumbs, that also might be a reason why it's not considered a hamaitzi, because it was never made to be used as pas, it was never made for kviya sudo. But yesh lain, if they're mamish pieces of bread and you could see it and it never got yesh lain, what happened to that? Unless you're going to say that in echnami it's basim tafel, like we're saying before, and that we'll see in Mir Shem and Sefer Aleph in a minute, that pieces of bread that you put in, even if they give tam, they could be batel. We'll see you in a minute. Praise Hashem. Chalakugel. What's the story with chalakugel? So, also depends on how you take your chalakugel. The standard procedure is you take all the chal out of the freezer, and you put it into some water, and let it soak a little bit, then you squeeze out the water, and mix it together with some eggs, and some other oil, and spices, and cinnamon, and sugar, and you bake it. If that's the case, then generally in that case, it usually doesn't have teresa denama. It's usually pieces that are less than a kezayis. You break them up inside the water, pieces less than a kezayis. It's mixed together with eggs and other types of things, and it's baked. The mamash turns into pasta baba kisnin, and it's a mezainis. However, it really depends on how you make it. If you didn't do that, and you just mixed it together with a little bit of water, or if the pieces, somebody just told me this past week, he came in and he says, oh, what halachas are you learning? So I told him, Teresa Denama, we're learning. So he says, somebody just made a chalakugel, and there was pieces that were more than a kezayis of chalav, they just stuck them inside, and that was it. They didn't have time to do the whole shtickle teriyah. That's amaitzi, of course, that, in such a case is going to be amaitzi. However, in a case where it's mamish mixed together, and the pieces are less than a kezayis, and you added oil, and you added eggs, and other things, then it's going to turn into a mezenes. There are those that in Islam only chalakogel techasuda because of the suffix. But if you know how to make it, make sure when you're making it, stick it in, squeeze out the water, make sure that the pieces are less than a kezayis, mix it with eggs and oil. Don't put in water, eggs and oil and spices and cinnamon and sugar, and you're good to go. Knedlach. I'm going to apologize because I'm going to soon get eggs thrown at me. Listen now. But knedlach and other types of things that are made out of matzah meal. What bracha are they? So knedlach, the standard way that we make knedlach is you take matzah, you stick it into a blender, you have matzah meal, and when you buy the matzah meal, mix it together with eggs and other things and stick it into your chicken soup. In that case, it's mevushel. It lost its teresa denama when you mix it together with the eggs and it already turned into mezenis. The Magen Avraham is mechadish, that when you make it the size of a kezayis, it once again gets back its chashivas of pas. And therefore you have to make amaitzi. The Matzah Mishnah Berurah goes not that way, and he says, even if you made it into kezayis, you made your matzah ball into kezayis, and you threw the knedlach inside the chicken soup, then memela, it still retains its mezainis, and it's not amaitzi. It lost its amaitzi as soon as you mixed it together with the eggs, and when you stuck it in and you cooked it inside your chicken soup, it did not turn back into amaitzi. And therefore, you make a mezainis on them. And those are probably the ones that they served in the mirror 20 years ago, and they're mezainis. Just in case anybody was wondering back then. Now, when you're making, some people make on Pesach, they make bread, they make lachmaniyot, they make rolls out of matzah meal. Take matzah meal, mix it together with water, and you turn it into bread. In that case, in Echnami, if it's just matzah meal to get mixed with water and you bake it, then in such a case, it's going to be regular shem fas, and it's going to be hamaitzi. Even if you add a little bit of spices, a little bit of sugar, if it's not a dominant taste, then in Echnami, it's going to retain its hamaitzi.
Why is the water making bishul?
Because once you stick it into the oven, so then
water
it's a... No, the water, yeah, bishul is only when you have extra water with the meichel that you're cooking. Here, it turns into one dough, and the melo, it wouldn't have that, it would just have a lach of a fear. What's that? Why is it different than the knedel? The knedel, first of all, was mixed together not with water, like the Mishnah Berurah says. It was mixed together with eggs. Second of all, it was nisbashel. Here it was mixed together with water, and it was cooked, it was baked. And therefore, it has the regular shem of pas. There's nothing that was mafkia from the shem pas in the first place. And what? Was ready kazayis? That does affect. That lechara pashas mishabur is not saying we're choishish that it has a din of pas. The very fact that you turned it before. But after you bake it, then it does. Now, if you make cookies or the like, cake with matzah meal, and you add oil and you add sugar and you add the other things, then it has a regular din of pas above a kisnin. It lost its bracha as soon as you mixed it together. It's less than a kazayis. And when you mix it together, it loses Teresa Zanama. The Meila, when you stick it into the oven, it does not turn into pas, and it's a regular Mezernes ala Mechel. Fifth Yud Aleph. Yesh Mishayimid the Perun Shanaisim Bamayim Bamayim Mislav the Machas the Perun, Ozalay Teresa Zanama. Ve'ein Mevar Chale ala Vremen Mezernes, Abracha Achas Main Shalish. Mr. Brewer brings down over here that somebody that puts in Hanaisim Chatichas Pas Shemiyavshan al Gechol and Beshecher. Interesting matzav. You took breadcrumbs and you stuck it into your beer for the sake of adding taste to your beer, and nevertheless, you don't have to make a bracha on this. We have a toshiyish by mechameshes mini dovan. You stuck it in for the sake of giving tam to your beer, and nevertheless, you don't make a bracha on it. Why not? Says Mishnah Berurah, because the sheikher is the ikar, v'lecha mein b'ma mashal z'a davar choshev. What does that mean, mir mashal z'a davar choshev? Of course it's a davar choshev. Kosh v'yish mechamish min adav, and it's a davar choshev. And you put it in for tam. What's going on over here? Pashup shah. The chur of the mashmois is that even though it's chamish min adavon, if you clearly have an ikar, then something is clearly a tafel and just coming to enhance the ikar, and it's giving a tam, even if it's giving a tam, was put in for the sake of giving a tam. Nevertheless, if it's clearly a tafel just enhancing the ikar, then it does not get the din of the tafel. That would be lechur mashmois. Over here he says, Ein b'ma mashis, v'davar choshev, Ein b'ma mashis, it's different than schnitzel, I'm saying. But the yisoid is lechur, the yisoid that we see, that even you could have pas, and even put in the shem tam, and nevertheless it should be a tafel. Is there? That's a great question, but it depends on why you're eating it. The Sifir Aleph. The can you be mafkia shame? Is there any problem? Somebody asked me. Is there a problem to be mafkia the shame lechem for something? Can you be mafkia shame? Is there any issue? Is it like not right to make something not have it was amaitzi and then you make it not amaitzi? You mafkia the birchas hamazon. So. We see in Tesis that he did it. So it's interesting. He says that the reason why Rabbeinu Mimitzmi did it, Rabbeinu Davin Mimitzmi did it, is because benching would take too long. Rabbi Yasha points out, Vice Tesis, you see how long the Balei Tesis they would bench. What are we talking about? He starts to make Alamichio on this, right? So the difference between Alamichio and benching, how much are we talking about? 2 minutes? 3 minutes? What are we talking about? He says, no, because Balei Tesis, when they benched, it took a half an hour. But it almost sounds like that Rabbeinu David only did it. The Agoyas Hashri brings down the same thing, that you could do it. And the Tiferes Shmuel in the bottom of the Agoyas Hashri says, oh, you left out a few words from the Tesis. He says that the reason why he did it was, Kadesh Yitzchazik Reshei, Kadesh Yuchal Lahagid Hashir. Why is it so important to throw that in? Mashma, only because of that reason, that's why he would do it. But the truth is, the Mechaber does not mention such a thing, and Lo Matzanu, and Lechor is no problem whatsoever, and Memele, it's not a problem at all. And half of the foods that we have are just takeoffs that we shouldn't have to wash. That does not mean that a Mezenis roll is Mutter. We'll get to that when we get up to that. Be'ez Hashem, anything which is made for Kviya Suda, Lechor is going to be Amoitzi. The Sif Yud Beis. Yesh Mishayimish Apasa Shor B'Yayin, Ein Mavarach Alabremin Mezenis, Brachas Me'inshalash, V'nir Shein Devar V'murin Le'Bepurun, Abipurus Hashem Bem Kazayis. The Mordechai is Mechadish. This is the klal that everybody should know. If we haven't mentioned in the past, we'll mention it now. For those of you with us, Nido and Shabbos, we saw this in the Shulchan Aruch. Here is another case. Yesh Mishayimir. When the Mechaber says Yesh Mishayimir, it doesn't mean that he knows that there's somebody that's chelik on him. Yesh Mishayimir is when he found the Shita only in one Rishon. He found it to Mordechai. Mainly brings it down as a Yesh Mishayimir, but Pashas means that's how he's paskening. That if you have pas, which is shari and yayin, it's a pelodik echidish. Your piece of bread falls into your tut banana, and you pick it up, that's it. It's no longer amaitz anymore. It's mezainis. That's what it sounds like from this mechaber. That's what it sounds like from the mechaber. Now, the Bir Halacha points out that it's not so simple. It doesn't just mean, somebody told me that when they're, you'll figure it out yourself, if you're that good, that when their team won the Super Bowl, so people started making purple challah for Shabbos. Purple challah for Shabbos. The challah is, what bracha do you make on purple challah? The answer is that purple challah does not lose its bracha. It's going to still be hamaiti. Why is it hamaiti? Now somebody told me that they sell in the stores rainbow challah, all types of challah. That doesn't change the bracha. That's what the Bir Halacha says. Even if you put in saffron, you put in, and you change the color of the bread, nevertheless, it's not enough to be mafkir l'shem pas. Not enough to be of Kiddush Shem Pas. You need that it should be Shori Ktas. You need that it should be Shori Ktas in the Pas. In other words, it has to be, first of all, it has to change the color. Second of all, it also has to be that it's soaked a little bit.
Isn't that French toast and egg?
What's that?
French toast and egg. Would that be the same thing as
soaking the bread and wine? If it, that's a good question. That's a good question. The question is if that's considered, tefillah might not be considered soaking. Just sticking it inside for a minute is not considered soaking, first of all, and maybe yellow is also different. That's a very good question, and the Mishnah Bir Halacha is not sure himself what changes. The Mamela. If you put in food coloring into your bread, it does not change the bracha. Not only that, if you dip, lachura, if you dip your bread into toot banana, or you dip it into any other type of juice for a second, lechor, that's also not enough to change it. It needs to be shori ktas. It has to sit inside a little bit according to that. Even in the case where it's shori ktas, the Bir Halacha is matmiya, why it should lose its bracha. What did you do to lose its bracha? But even just according to what it says in the mechaber, that it should lose its bracha, is definitely a case where it's shori ktas. So if you have something which is shori ktas and it changes its color, then there's a shiloh. It happens to be they bring down the arlatian, says the soul that the bracha brings down also the arlatian. Ein lecha bayi lechidushoi. The only time is dafka when it's red wine. But if it were red tut banana, or red. But if it would be orange, or if it would be neon green, then ein lecha bayi lechidushoi, and it doesn't lose its bracha. Besides the fact that I didn't understand what the chilek would be between red and not red, but also the chur from the Mishabura, it's mashma not that way. Mishabura says that the reason by white wine is imshara pita yayin lavan bina dafka shiyistana hayayin mitzurase de'apas asheri b'seichon. He says, if it's white wine, why did he say white wine? L'chero dafka adam mishum dekimen shinitzal emapas hayayin avin menu tera lechem av imshara pita yayin lavan bina dafka shiyistana hayayin mitzurase de'apas asheri b'seichon. If it's white wine, then it doesn't work. Now, you need that it should be nishtana. You need that it should be nishtane the. Nishtane the yayin. You could say that the reason is because, just contrasting it, we're talking about wine, therefore we're talking about red wine and white wine, benechonami, anything else also. But from the Bir Halacha, it sounds not that way. The Bir Halacha talks about if you color your bread with mei zafrin, which is orange or yellow, he says it doesn't change the bracha because it's not shari ktas. Why didn't you just say? Because it's only red. Only red changes the bracha. Mishmoy is according to Mishnah Berurah that any color should change. Now, let's say you dip your bread in wine. There's a shaila, what bracha do you make? That the Mishnah Berurah discusses over here. Somebody mentioned to me that he had braces on and it was Erev Pesach Chalias B'Shabbos. Now, if you have braces and Erev Pesach Chalias B'Shabbos, they don't stim together, because you have to also eat bread and you also have braces, which the food gets stuck in your braces. So what do? So what they did is they took pieces of challah, they dipped it into grape juice, make it easier to swallow, and swallowed it whole. That way, you don't have to worry about it getting into your braces. Now the shaila is, b'chlal, in that case, is it amaitzi? Is your bread amaitzi in that case? That's what the Mishnah Berurah discussed over here. If you discuss it, it could be, if you dip it in. So the truth is, l'chur over here, lehedya, that which you did it, was not for the sake of the grape juice. Lehedya, you did it to eat the pas. You're interested in eating the pas, and that was your ikr. And the meila, first of all, it's not shori, so it didn't, even though it changed to a purple color, deep purple of Concord grape juice. Nevertheless, it's not, maybe that's not red. It's not going to change the bracha because it wasn't shari b'seichai. Maybe the ikr is the grape juice. In this case, ikr is not the grape juice, and amela, you're going to make the same hamaitzi. The last halacha is talking about a case where a person dips his cookies inside of cookies or a ragalach inside of his coffee. Do we say that it's tuffel to the coffee or not? This you could go downstairs in the mirror. We used to be downstairs. Now you have to walk to behind Amelim. And if you want to dip your cookies inside of the coffee, what is the halacha in such a case? Do we say that the coffee is tuffel to the cookies and you only have to make a bracha on the cookies or not? You have to make a bracha on the coffee as well. The Mishnah Berurah says that you really have two aces. Since it's a suffix, you could either make a bracha on your coffee beforehand, because before it becomes tuffle to your cookies, and then make a mezainis, then you have an issue that your brachas are out of order, you made a shaka before the mezainis. Or what you could do is make a mezainis on your cookies and take a little bit of sugar, which even though it's a suffix, whether or not it's an eitz adam or a shaka, nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah paskins, you could take a little bit of sugar and potter up your coffee. First make the mezainis, have the kedima of a brachas, and then take a little bit of sugar and potter up your coffee. I would say that l'chara, this halacha was only suffix, is only before the days of Starbucks. But once there were machadish such a thing as Starbucks, and coffee became such a chashivus, then the standard person is having coffee because they are enjoying coffee. Nothing to do with Starbucks, I'm sorry. Just that people are enjoying coffee because of the sake of coffee. They're not, I saw they brought down the side of the dealership from Minister Gralitz that it's only when you're drinking the coffee just to have something to help you, your pasta kissing go down. But bizmanenu l'chara, 99.5% of the people, even if you're not putting in milk and sugar, for sure if you're putting milk and sugar into your coffee, for sure you're enjoying the coffee for what it is. Even if you're not putting milk and sugar into your coffee, nevertheless, people are enjoying the coffee for the sake of the coffee, and memela, it's pashat l'chara that you can make, it's not tuffle to the mezainis, and you can make two brachas, but in echram, if you have the chalas to do, like one of the eitzes of Mishnah Berurah, there's no reason why you shouldn't do it. But for pashat l'chara, I don't think that you need to. Kokam that you're enjoying the coffee, make a mezainis on the ragalach, make a shahakal on your coffee.